the number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
659 on 960 The Quake. Our news team special on California's infrastructure problems we call a Californian crisis coming up next. Then, 7 to 10, the distinguished duo Will Durst and Willie Brown will be on this radio station. Hi, you guys.
Distinguished duo, my butt.
Welcome back from Seattle. Glad to have you here.
It's great to be here for one day.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
I'm off to Bora Bora tomorrow.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Bora Bora.
What?
Bora Bora. 25th wedding anniversary trip.
Tora Bora? Where?
Bora Bora. No, we thought it was Tora Bora. We were mistaken. We were looking for Bin Laden.
You just have a wedding to go to. Okay.
No. He doesn't have a wedding to go to. He's going to perfect one.
Yes.
His own.
Yes. I'm going to set one in stone or in silver or whatever they call it. Hey, we got a great show. Think of this. Senator Barbara Boxer's on the air with us today.
And she's walking to the station down the Embarcadero as we speak.
Poor baby.
No, that's a good workout.
It's a good workout. We're going to have some water for her when she shows up. You guys, come on. I don't care. You got your KGO, you got your KCBS, you got your KQED. No, it's only KQKE. It's only the Quake that gives you two U.S. senators from the state of California in 1 week on the radio.
I'd say whoever books your show is doing a pretty good job.
I think they're doing a really good job.
No question whatsoever. And they follow up. Barbara Boxer, senator, walks out. Betsy Rosenberg, Green Queen, walks in.
Yes, I spoke to Betsy last night. She's excited about appearing on your program.
Oh, cool, cool. And we also have, really, truly one of the funniest humans on the face of the planet. Patton Oswalt's going to be here right at 7:20.
You may know him from The King of Queens, if not a first stand-up act.
Exactly. The Comedians of Comedy.
All right.
And then there are others. Just stick around and you'll see who they are.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. So that puts a nice, tidy bow on the Progressive News Hour for this day. Thanks for listening. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 702 on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
So much of California's information infrastructure is being driven right now by the market and a great new paradigm being carved out by the cable companies and the telephone companies.
What's different now is that the telephone companies and the cable companies are increasingly offering the services that the other company used to have a monopoly on.
Jed Kolko is a technology policy research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California and says, as cable companies and telephone companies battle it out for customers, California and national legislators are considering bills that would allow providers of television services to get franchises at either the state or national level.
The key focus of current government regulation and policy is to level the playing field between the telephone companies and the cable companies now that they're offering services they're much more similar to each other.
It's easier for a cable company to get into the phone business. It's much harder for a phone company to get in the television business, which they're referring to as IPTV. Instead of having 500 channels, you just have one channel of exactly what you want to see.
Bay Area tech journalist David Sparks says billions are going into fiber optic networks in California, and it's the need for the speed that's driving that development.
The fiber network that the telcos are building out is 7.5 times the speed, roughly, of what the cable companies are pumping out right now. The cable companies are getting into the phone business, and the phone companies are getting into the cable business.
So as they battle it out and let competition drive innovation, and while local governments push muni Wi-Fi, state and federal governments are trying to figure out how to regulate it all.
They are trying to essentially control on the federal level what for years have been controlled on the local level, which is filtering technology in schools and in libraries. And the need for this is because it's all tied to this funding that schools and libraries get for their networking infrastructure.
Meantime, tech experts see the electronic writing on the wall. While California has the edge now in internet and wireless mobile communications, there is recognition that leadership may shift. And that's part of the reason the California Institute for Telecommunications and Information Technology, or Cal-IT Squared, was founded. Its mission? Extend the reach of the current information infrastructure throughout the physical world, a major undertaking that involves a massive amount of research, which has to be funded, and much of that money coming now from companies wanting to make a profit. But as David Spark reminds us, in the end, it comes down to what consumers want.
I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the telcos or the cable companies that are dictating. It's going to often be the content that's coming through these pipes that are going to dictate what bandwidth speed we're going to want.
And as tech-savvy Californians, for now, companies developing information infrastructure are following our lead.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:07 at 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report brought to us by McDonald's. Not a whole lot happening. Couple of exceptions. 101 northbound before 880. Three-car crash, not blocking at the moment. Stall in the left lane. 580 westbound, right after it hooks up with 80. Otherwise, the approaches to the Bay Bridge are okay. Lights turned on, no real delays. 53 bar trains on time. Want a high-quality way to start your day? McDonald's uses real grade-A eggs to make your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the Egg McMuffin, Sausage McMuffin with Egg and Bacon, Egg and Cheese McGriddles. Come on in today and get your morning moving with a breakfast sandwich only at McDonald's. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. This morning's top story is less than 10 minutes from now. And now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. It is 7:08 a.m. on Friday, and I say that with every syllable full of succulent, just enthusiasm and anticipation. And it's Friday, August 25th, and we're keeping it real. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And
good morning, you know, Mr. Brown.
And you know, it's appropriate that in the 9 o'clock hour, we will actually talk to somebody who knows something about and is a part of the Beat Museum. I think about San Francisco and all the world of the beat poets, the beat writers, etc., the people that Herb Cain canonized in this town. And we're going to have a visit from the guy who...
From the curator of the Beat Museum in North Beach, Jerry Cimino, will be with us.
And it's amazing how not too many people know that that museum is actually there. It's on Columbus.
It's not that old.
No, I know it's not that old, but they've been thinking about it for a long time. And it was, at one time, I think, maybe even it was in a vehicle. It kind of moved around.
The movable
museum.
On
the road, yeah, with the concept on the road. And he's going to be here. He's going to be here. And
Jack then, Kerouac?
No.
That would be a cool, wouldn't it? We do have Barbara Boxer, Senator Barbara Boxer. She'll be here. And it's great because I sneakily knew we were going to get her eventually, someday, on our show. Senator Barbara Boxer. So I ordered her book because she wrote a novel, A Time to Run. And I ordered it, and I got a first edition. And it's in my car. It's still in the packaging as it was sent to me. And
so you're going to go downstairs?
I'm going to go downstairs to my car and get the book and have her sign it.
Hey, well,
when she comes up.
And that will be an authentic signature.
Yes.
So at some point.
Yeah, not one of those auto pens.
I will testify.
Yeah.
That I watched her.
Oh, I'll have you sign it, too.
I watched her execute it.
Witness.
Unlike, apparently, what Barry Bonds was doing just yesterday. Where
no.
His, oh, no. His,
I wasn't telling you,
one
sir,
of
what?
The great admirers. The newspaper had a story about his great admirer, a guy who has collected tons of Barry Bonds
memorabilia
to the tune of $250,000 worth.
Holy.
And then Bonds goes and talks to the FBI and says, a lot of this may not be authentic.
Maybe fake.
So the guy is livid. He is livid. And he has put it on eBay at depressed prices from that which normally you get. Let's say it was a $500 batch you would normally get. He's putting it on for like $100 on eBay. So,
and does he say that its authenticity is questioned?
That's right. He does say that I don't know which one is the fake.
this will be real.
Interesting
this
will be real. Twist. And then every time I look around, somebody else is testing, and I hate to be on just do sports, period. But somebody else is testing positive for whatever, some form of steroids.
Marion Jones.
And it seems to go back. No, another sprinter in that same race with her, but coached by her old coach, that guy Graham, who coached her. He coached the guy who set the 100-yard dash world record. All those people. And I've got to assume that at some point the authorities are going to turn their attention to the coaches rather than just to the athletes. And that'll be an interesting twist.
Let's just run the limits of human endurance. Let's just let them. They're athletes. They're special to begin with. Their bodies, they wear out. They got a 4-year length of career service. Let's just let them do whatever they want. And eventually you reach a point where they will die if they take something, and that'll be the limit. That's when they stop taking it.
You'll just flame out.
Yes.
Right in the middle of the race.
Yeah.
That'll be the most instructive lesson you could ever learn. And
better records through chemistry. What's wrong with that?
And can you imagine in the same race in which two people tested positive, one of them won and one of them ran third? It seems to me you ought to test the whole crowd, and if they were all on stuff...
Yeah, keep it then.
That counts.
Yeah. I agree. Let them do whatever they want.
Because everybody was, in fact, equal.
My body's a temple. I don't want to pollute it. Well, then don't run.
And I have purposely not said anything about your Giants from last night.
Oh.
And they were up 3-0.
When I got to the airport, I called in my little phone, sports, baseball, Giants. Currently, the Giants are leading the Cincinnati Reds 3-0. I get to my car. Currently, the Giants are leading 3-2. I get to my house, 3-3. I watch the rest of the game. Nobody on, 2 out, 3 innings in a row, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Nobody on, 2 out. They score 1 run 7th, 1 run in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th. We have bases loaded, 1 out, 2 men on, 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. And Pedro Feliz is swinging at a pitch that's closer to the first baseman than it is to him. but
he hit a home run earlier.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, he celebrated.
I
hit a home
that.
Run.
I know that.
You know, he's entitled to swing badly occasionally. He hit a home run with nobody on.
Pedro Feliz.
Well, we had two guys. So Randy Wynn hit.
Randy Wynn hit one.
Yeah.
First at bat in the first inning.
Yeah, which was not bad, but I'm sorry I put it up. I really didn't.
But that's our fifth starter slot. I mean, we expect to lose that one.
No,
that's our fifth starter. Yeah,
the pitcher did really well for the time. Yeah, Hennessy did very well. Brent Hennessy did well.
Oh, and I got an email. I got to read this email. This is from Monica R. in Oakland. Comments. I love you guys. I live in Oakland. Please talk about the A's at least every other day. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Well, the A's are doing very well. The
A's didn't play yesterday.
I know, but they're one of the best teams in baseball. Their numbers are just off the scale.
They're up by 4 or 5 games.
Against some very good quality teams.
Not a bad division, actually.
Not a bad division at all. Except that, you know, the Mets. Well, what is this with the Mets?
Mets and the Yankees. You watch another Subway Series.
The Subway Series, and the Yankees have just destroyed poor Boston. Boston lost
5 in a row. Oh, my living God. At home.
Yeah. Every member of that team must have a psychiatrist. Anyway, I mean, how do you do that one? Maybe it was the Giants playing the Yankees in Boston uniforms. That's all I can
think of. Oh, I so want a replay of the 62 series. Giants, Yankees. I would so love to win that. Oh, but can you imagine Boston? You know how Boston hates the Yankees. I mean, they spend more time hating the Yankees than they do loving the Red Sox.
You know how much trouble we're going to be in if we don't talk about something other than sports?
We're going to get hired
by the
Giants.
I'm sorry. There are other things.
Oh, but you know what we should talk about? Representative Christopher Shays, Republican from Connecticut. Now, I don't know how many congressmen Connecticut has. I think they got 8 or 9. It's a pretty populous state. But Christopher Shays is a Republican congressman in Connecticut. He's been to Iraq 14 times. He used to be a huge booster of the war. He's finally called for a phased withdrawal. And I'm wondering how that's going to affect the Lieberman-Lamont race.
Well, if Lieberman would just acknowledge that his position is wrong and that he wishes now to join this congressman in calling for phased withdrawal, and he is going to co-sponsor the resolution put by this congressman, I think it would help his campaign. I think, as a matter of fact, Ned Lamont will no longer be able to have a negative on him except to say that it took him a long time to get there. And if you reduce to saying it took you a long time to get religion, well, I don't think the Lord is concerned. I mean, I'm banking on asking forgiveness 13 seconds before the last breath. So that better not be the case. But you know the trouble? My friends tell me Lieberman really believes what he says about the war in Iraq.
He's not political?
And if he's not at all. And on this one, he isn't. And if that's true, that's really frightening. I'm going to Connecticut and work for Lamont.
Slap Lieberman up. And that's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. It is 7:17. We have one of the funniest humans on the face of the planet. Mr. Patton Oswalt is joining us in the 7:20 hour. And right now, we have the most trusted newsman in America. John Scott has all the latest headlines in the studio here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Will. We'll try and be worthy of the love. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Workers at 13 San Francisco hotels voted 93% in favor yesterday of authorizing their union bosses to call a strike. Here's the Quake's April Summers with details.
The ballot follows more than 2 years of negotiations with the multi-employer group, a consortium of big hotels like the Fairmont, the Four Seasons, the Grand Hyatt, and the Palace. Workers are asking for a fair union contract that includes health care for workers and their families, wage increases, and pensions. They also want guarantees that workers at new hotels in San Francisco and San Mateo will be allowed to join the union only if they choose to do so without fear of being threatened. Union and management return to the bargaining table for negotiations next week.
Looking for a new house or trying to refinance? We have a bit of good news. Home loan interest rates fell for a fifth straight week, a hopeful sign for we wary buyers and nervous sellers in the cooling Northern California housing market. The news comes amid reports nationally this week that sales of existing homes continue to fall, while home builders see slower sales of brand new homes. Experts believe this downward trend will continue. Still Friday light on Bay Area freeways. There is a two-car crash, has the left lane blocked right now on 80 eastbound before American Canyon. 80 westbound and all other approaches. The Bay Bridge maze are okay. The metering lights have been turned on. No real delays yet at the toll plaza, and BART is on time. Coastal fog cool at the beaches. Daytime highs in the 60s on the coast, 60s and 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. Be a little bit warmer inland on Sunday. Keeping it real with Will, and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Details.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie at 9:20. I don't know, 2 and a half, something like that. Here on 960 AM, I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And Will, who is this to my right?
Why, the diminutive fellow to your right, sir, is one of the best comics in the country. Yes, he's a munchkin, and he actually represents the Lollipop League.
I do.
He comes to us from a TV show called The King of Queens, mm-hmm. and he also had this great tour, which I saw on Showtime. It was wonderful. Oh. Comedians of Comedy, very funny, and his name is Patton Oswalt. Good morning. Welcome, man.
Good morning, San Francisco.
boy, I hope you guys are ready to laugh.
Don't let us disturb your sleep.
I'm ready at 7:20 to just kick it into high gear.
People don't understand the whole idea about doing comedy at 7:20 in the morning.
There's something really beautiful about the fact that comedians do their work late at night, but the thing they need to promote it happens very early in the morning. So you're seeing people. They could not, like, it's like a professional swimmer, and the only way to promote swimming is to go out in the desert in the sand, you know, where you can't, you can't swim, or it just, it's so insane.
The worst is the D.C. Improv, because you fly from west to east, and then they want you to do, you fly in on Tuesday, they want you to do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning radio.
Constantly,
which, getting up really early, one of the gigs is you have to drive to Baltimore, which is an hour away in rush hour traffic. So you're getting up at Pacific time, like at 3 a.m.
It's brutal. It's so brutal. There's also a club in Ohio where you start your radio at like 7 in the morning, and they pretty much, you don't see your hotel room until after the show. You're just on radio and TV up until the showtime. And then you do your show, and then you go to sleep.
These silly club owners.
So these people that say comedians have it easy, sometimes we're up at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
I want to tell you guys, as a fan and as a a person who attends your performances, you should be in better shape. You wouldn't have any trouble doing this at 7 in the morning if you just do weights.
No, it's important to stay after the show. You can't just leave immediately.
No.
Absorb the zeitgeist.
I didn't suggest. And the alcohol. Get in shape. I said, get in shape. I'm not giving you any
Comedy doesn't come unless you do a lot of self-abuse. You have to wear this vessel down to get the funny out of it.
So Jason Giambi would be a good comedian?
I don't know who that is, but I'm going to laugh. Yeah, Giambi.
He's one of Will's baseball friends.
Oh, really?
Who admitted using steroids.
He was one of the guys who admitted it.
Oh, he admitted it.
Yeah. And he's currently hitting, I think, about 43 home runs.
He's actually doing very well for the Yankees.
Extremely well without criticism.
Former Oakland A. There, we mentioned it again.
I just remember Richard Clark on TV one time. I forget what show he was on, but he said, listen, I go to baseball to see home runs. And if there are guys willing to jam drugs into their body that shrink their testicles and give them heart attacks so that I can be entertained, I'm all for that. That's what it's all about.
I totally agree.
Like, he goes, that's heroic. They're willing to cut their lives short so I can have a pleasant Sunday afternoon.
And we all want to see records broken.
Exactly. It's for that. So, and that made such a bizarre kind of sense. It's like, I say let them use more steroids. They should all be on roids. Just crazed, muscular behemoths out there running around.
I got to tell you, Pat, that some people, they don't work.
Yeah.
Marvin Bernard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were using steroids.
I'm out there looking for one home run, not 73.
That would explain a lot.
You and the human growth hormone.
You know, that's actually, there are, no one has done a study about, either drugs are bad or drugs should be legalized. But what about, shouldn't we work on a test that, because clearly, some people, drugs are great for them. Like someone like a Keith Richards, had a long and healthy life, falling out of coconut trees, just walking around, he's fine, and he's in his 70s. Other people do drugs and they die when they're 31.
Not in his 70s. He's
well,
63.
But I'm just saying that clearly some people drug, it's not that drugs are bad, it's drugs are bad for some people. But for some people, they're great. So we got to figure out who it's good for and who it's bad for.
Well, if you can afford to get your blood changed every year in a spa in Switzerland, that would help.
That's a good sign. Can you afford to get your blood changed? Then drugs are probably good for you. That would probably be good. You should do drugs.
Patton Oswalt is our guest. He's appearing at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday?
Tomorrow night and Saturday, but not Sunday.
Not Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Two
shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
The phone number there is 928-4445. No, 928-4320. Yeah.
I have a question.
What's your question, Mr. Brown?
What do they do with that blood that they take out of Richards? Do they put it in a controlled dump?
Oh, no, there's one homeless guy in Zurich
who is loaded
for months at a time.
doing the blood drive.
Yeah.
And you see Keith trying to donate.
They use it to clean the barnacles off of freighters.
Yeah.
His blood is just amazing.
See, I knew it. Right out of the park.
Nice. That's a nice underhanded pitch of it.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Wow.
We're going to be taking your calls for Patton Oswalt if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah. The phone lines are just
866-960-5753 at 728. They are blazing.
I have a question. Who's this guy again?
Are you doing the King of the Queens?
The King of the Queens. We're doing our last season. It'll air in January. We're only doing a half season because Kevin's doing a movie. And
Kevin's
doing a film. He loves the cinema. So we're doing a half season where we just filmed a bunch of episodes, taking a bunch of months off. We start filming again in January. They start showing them in January, and then that's it. That'll be it.
10 or 11?
13.
13. Oh, an old-time premiere series.
Old-time, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And what about you? What about you? What's going on? Movies?
Movies. Got some movies coming out. I'm in the new Pixar movie coming out next summer.
What?
Yeah, it's this thing called Ratatouille.
Yeah, Ratatouille's the new
the
Pixar.
The little rat, yeah. I'm the little rat.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm the little rat that wants to be a chef.
Oh, far yeah, out. Nice.
Yes.
Let me ask you, did you have to speak Spanish?
No, I didn't have to speak. Oh, my God. I'm amazed I didn't speak French because it all takes place in France.
Oh,
but there's like this, you know, all kitchens, apparently it's all like international. There's guys from, especially in Europe, their kitchens are like the UN. They just get the best kitchen help. So a lot of the voices in there are people doing like
that's really. What Mr. Brown was alluding to.
Yes.
Anthony Bourdain of Le Ha. In New York said in his book Kitchen Confidential that the only thing you need to do to be a chef in America is learn how to speak Spanish.
Yep. Yeah.
Can you stick around?
Can I stick around?
Patton Oswalt for one more segment. We just made the decision he's going to stick around here on 960 The Quake. We got John Scott and the most trusted man in news with all the headlines here on The Quake.
At 7:30 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. California's biggest phone companies like AT&T, Verizon, and others are going to almost immediately probably raise prices for those of us who still have landline phone service. State regulators voted unanimously yesterday to eliminate pricing caps that have been in effect since the 80s. The Marine Conservation League is hosting Senator Barbara Boxer in a discussion about global warming. 12 noon today at the league's offices on Mechanics Parkway in San Rafael. Ms. Boxer will be a guest with Will and Willie at 8:20 this morning. A British base in Iraq has been looted a day after the camp was turned over to Iraqi troops. Doors, window frames, roofing, and metal pipes were all scavenged for the camp. It's about 200 miles southeast of Baghdad. British troops pulled out yesterday to try and crack down on weapons smuggling on the Iran border. Now traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This time we're brought to you by Sleep Train. A little while ago, nothing happening. Not so much now. 80 eastbound before American Canyon. Two-car crash, left lane blocked. Carpool lane out of service right now. 101 northbound at 85. A stall there. Also a stall on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Right before the Folsom Street off-ramp. It's in the far right lane. The metering lights are turned on. Don't have significant delays at the toll plaza at the moment. 60 BART trains are on time. Right now at Sleep Train, during their mattress price war sale, the top brands are battling it out to see who can give you the best savings. On approved credit, you get free financing for 12 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com. Coastal fog, cool at the beaches. Daytime highs this weekend, 60s on the coast, 60s and 70s around the bay. Mid-80s inland, a little bit warmer on Sunday. Call Will and Willie now. Let them know what you think about the news of the day at 866-960-KQKE. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. and so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake, 736 AM on 082506. It is a Friday, and we're having a, we got a getaway Friday here. Patton Oswalt from the King of Queens on CBS is our guest. He's appearing at Cobb's Comedy Club, and he's going to be there. And who are the opening acts?
Oh, my God, is my mic on?
Tom, who are the opening acts? Did you have it blown up with a straw, like the Stevie Nicks?
Yeah, Stevie Nicks thing. Yeah.
Who are the opening acts?
Brett Weinbach and Moshe Kazer.
They're really funny.
Brett Weinbach is very funny.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, I haven't seen Moshe yet, but, I mean...
I don't know Moshe.
Everyone said he was really funny. Oh, not that good? Tom is shaking his head. It's not that good.
Tom said, come see. Come
wait a minute. This is the guy that owns the club. What are you talking about?
Not anymore. He sold it. He's not a club owner anymore.
He's a figurehead.
That's right.
Oh, no wonder you guys get along with him.
No wonder you
know. That's why we don't suck up to him anymore.
I'm being nice to him because I thought he was the owner.
No, don't worry. He can get you in free, though.
Oh, can he?
He can get you in free.
Well, then that's not a bad deal. I'll come Saturday night.
Who else is in Ratatouille? I want to hear about this new Pixar
Ratatouille. Who else is in Ratatouille?
Patton Oswalt.
Only see my pages. Okay.
Who are you interacting with?
Brad Garrett is in it. You don't interact with anyone. You do your voices alone, and they just kind of match them all up. Everyone's just got their own
really?
Pages. Yeah, you're not going back and forth.
I know, but you would think they'd have you in the same room.
You would think.
One would think.
They don't need to do that anymore to make movies.
No, they don't. They don't even need to do that live.
we did The Godfather, and, you know, they called me up and said, you need to come in and redo two lines. I said, what do you mean, come in and redo two lines? They said there was a squeak in the floor. Somebody walked in. Francis heard a squeak in the floor.
Is this for the video game?
No, he was in Godfather 3.
Oh, okay.
Willie Brown, there's a scene where he was in Godfather 3.
No offense, I've blacked that movie out of my mind. It never happened. I'm sorry. Although I was in Blade 3, so I shouldn't talk.
I saw you.
Oh, man.
Hey, we do have a caller. Yeah. We do have a caller here. Patton Oswalt is our guest, and we're taking phone calls. If you want to talk to the funniest human on the face of the planet at this time, we have Al in San Francisco. You're on the air. You're keeping it real with Will and Worley.
Hello, this is Al from Al's Comics. Hey, Patton.
Hey, are you guys still open, right? Everything's cool?
Oh, yeah, man. I really want to talk. I wanted to thank you for your generous contribution to save Al's Comics. That helped out a lot.
That's
Whoa. Al, tell us what happened.
Well, the shop was going through some troubles. You know, the usual paying the rent can be a problem for some of us. And it kind of caught up to us for all the years that we were there.
Yeah.
Where are you?
A lot of support from the community. Pat Oswalt came through. We're doing really good right now. Moved on to Market Street.
Yeah, and
even gave us an award in their most recent Best of the Bay edition. I just want to thank you a lot, man.
I passed them last night. I was going to Andalou, which is my favorite restaurant in the city, and you guys are open and thriving, apparently. It looks really nice.
Where is it?
It's where the new freeway ramp is at Octavia Market.
Oh, at Octavia.
Yeah, yeah. Geek out on Wednesdays. Go get your fix.
That's the spot.
Oh, congratulations, man. That's great.
Thank you again, man. That was really cool.
I'll try to stop by when I'm here.
Please do.
A Quake approved business.
A Quake approved business.
Always.
So, patent tested, patent approved.
Look, Tony Ryan's on top of it. Here's the rest of it. Brian Dennehy is in Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah, he plays my dad.
Which comes out in 2007. Janine Garofalo is in it. Ian Holm, one of my favorite actors.
Ian Holm.
John Ratzenberger and David Schwimmer. Yeah.
Oh.
Patton Oswalt plays Remy.
Remy.
And who directed this one? Brad Bird?
Brad Bird.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's the guy who directed Incredibles.
And Iron Giant.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he was a Simpsons guy for years. He did, you know,
And he did the voice of the costumer in Incredibles.
And he's the voice of the waiter in the Ratatouille trailer.
Oh, cool.
Very funny, like.
Well, buddy, I know you got to run, but thanks for joining us here.
Man.
No. Tell us the show times.
Tom, what are the show times?
8 and 10:15. Oh,
for crumbs.
8 and 10:15.
You don't know the show times?
I just show up and they point me at the stage. That's all I do.
And how much time are you doing? What are you doing? 44:31?
How long did I do last night? I did about an hour last night. About an hour, and I can now safely say it's all new stuff.
Oh, really?
All new stuff. I'm recording a new album in November, so it's all new from my last album, and all new except for one joke from my 1 hour special.
Ah, what's the one joke? Obviously, it's a good one that you can.
The thing about Cirque du Soleil.
Oh.
Which I can't. It's kind of hard to do.
You don't have the thing about airborne salmonella anymore?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Well, it was Christmas.
Can I use it?
To have fun.
Thanks. Patton Oswalt is our guest. He is appearing at Cobb's Comedy Club, and the phone number there, if you want reservations to tonight's show with Brent Weinbach and Moshe somebody, it's 928-4320.
Moshe, what's his last name? Kazzer, he's really funny.
I don't know.
Well, he's a nice guy. I'm going to see him tonight. I got there late last night.
And Mr. Brown is, of course, going to be introducing Al Franken tonight, so he can't go to your
show. Where at?
Franken's at the Warfield tonight.
Oh, that's
on Market
Street.
Yeah. But I'll come tomorrow night. I'm coming tomorrow
night.
Good. Because I need some new material.
Oh, my God,
exactly.
He is so funny. And he hates Bush so much. So that's why he's much better on this show than you will be on all those other radio shows.
Oh, God. Knew I was seeing other shows when you brought me in here.
No, it's okay.
All right. Just a tired old whore, Will.
Just go. Leave now. Thank you.
Your profile says tragic.
We'll always have Chicago.
Just touch my cheek and leave. Take it easy, Patton.
Thanks for coming in, Tom Sawyer. Coming up, we have the news headlines. Sarah. All the latest with the most trusted man in America, Mr. John Scott, here
on 960 The Click.
.743 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Just an FYI, a very unusual weather occurrence. There is a tornado warning in effect for the island of Manhattan in New York City. That means some nasty weather and rain and storms this morning. Officials at Yosemite say an out-of-control campfire is the cause of the blaze that burned about 500 acres right near El Capitan. Muni has been conducting a review of its operations. That review will continue until the end of next year, but the agency says they already have some data they can act on. And here are their short-term goals. Change some routes, change where some buses stop, add more express service, and in some cases, just add more buses to the fleet. You heard Will and Willie speaking with Patton Oswalt. Al Franken is in town tonight, fundraiser for his PAC, the Stand Up for Change Tour. Willie Brown to introduce, 8 o'clock at the Warfield in San Francisco. Franken will also be at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa tomorrow. Well, I will be introducing him there, 960 The Quake on hand at both locations. And now traffic, not a whole lot going on. A couple of little problems, stall in the carpool lane, 101 northbound at 85. There was a little stall right past the Ashby Avenue off-ramp on westbound 80, but that seems to be inconsequential. Lights turned on, not much of a delay at the toll plaza, and BART is on time. Weekend forecast, coastal fog cool at the beaches, daytime highs 60s on the coast, 60s and 70s around the bay, mid-80s inland and towards 90 on Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. And what you should do is go to Scandinavian.com and check out all their latest specials and their events. And here's your burst. Oh, man, everything we know is wrong. I mean it. Just about every single fact they taught us in grade school turns out to be different today than when they taught and tested and graded us on it. First, they renamed Peking Beijing, which took me forever to remember. And what about the duck? Now, I learned to go with it because it's a word with three dotted letters in a row, which is cool. Then they told us East Pakistan was Bangladesh, Bombay is Mumbai, Burma is Myanmar, and they renamed Uranus Uranus, which, hey, I totally get. I mean, come on, I was in sixth grade. But then yesterday, the International Astronomical Union goes and pimp slaps Pluto. Demotes it to dwarf planet status. Talk about adding insult to injury. What kind of crap is that? 76 years after it's declared a full-fledged charter member of the most exclusive solar systemic club, now you pull its membership? You can't do that. Pluto was a bona fide planet. It was up there with the big boys, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune. Neptune was its next-door neighbor. They crossed orbits, for crumb's sake. And any guy can tell you what a bonding moment crossing trails is. Come on, International Astronomical Union. Couldn't you just grandfather poor Pluto in? Dwarf planet it may be to you, but hear me out. To me, Pluto will always be a planet. And I guess the moral of this story is, size does matter. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
And the applause you heard,
size does matter,
was from Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, the whole crowd, Condoleezza, because for the first time in almost 8 months, you did a burst of Durst without referencing the administration, unless, of course, you agree with the organization that made the judgment, and that it's Bush who was reduced from planet status.
Oh, there you go. Dwarf president. He's not really president. He's a dwarf president. We kind of knew that.
Yes. Keep that in mind. One of these days, you might do.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
You might do a burst of Durst.
You're able to find a link.
Yes. I put it together. I listen
you
closely.
You threw Patton Oswalt a softball.
Now I'll just
yeah,
get
just
you
lob me some bread at batting practice.
This is my day. This is my day to be the setup man, not the closer.
All
setup.
Next week,
you close.
No. All next week you get a setup, too.
Are you going to, leave us with some burst of Durst? That's what you should do.
No.
Oh, you leave.
Let them go in the archives and get some old good ones.
No, tomorrow.
Do it. I'm not doing anymore.
You ought to do five burst of Durst.
I leave at 8:17 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, then you get up at 4:30. You get up at, you normally up at 4:30, 4:30 anyway.
You're mad.
You got plenty of time. What are you talking about?
You're mad, Mr. Mayor.
How
you're
can
mad.
We have a good show without the burst of Durst?
Hey, at
what's Scandinavian Design going to do?
8:50. I am out of here.
Oh, ho.
You're on your own. I think you got Johnny Steele for a couple days. Chris Nolan. Who else? We weren't able to get Jerry Brown, right?
No, he is elected to make telephone calls for money.
Who else do we have?
We have a number of people, but yeah. That's not of any interest to you, according to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to make sure I get a job when I come. Hey.
It's not on your way out of here. That means
I didn't mean anything. You know,
it's like Michael Mann's line. Oh, Will, don't go in there. That's for employees only.
And that says you're being dismissed. The guy says, my friend Dick Hatcher took over the mayorship of Gary, Indiana, and he had the job, of course, of making a determination as to who would work and who would not work. And he said, well, I don't know if we want me to do it. He asked all employees at City Hall, would you all please stand and line up? Those of you who will be working for the city of Gary after this speech, step forward. Not you, Will. Now, that's about as
that's
diplomatic
subtle. Yeah, that's
as
you subtle.
Take one step forward, not you.
Now you can stay.
A dramatic dismissal. That is the ultimate dramatic dismissal.
Yeah,
and then
is...
this morning, of course, the person who's out of the headlines almost completely, John Mark Carr, is being indicted this morning, or is being charged this morning.
With what?
Nobody knows yet. Maybe, you know.
Is he going to Boulder, or is he in Boulder? Did
maybe,
they fly him from L.A.?
Maybe with fraud to get a free plane ticket. From
you know, all these people see, you know, the fact that, you know, he was charged in, where was he? He was in Shanghai? No, Bangkok. He was in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And he gets charged over there with a 10-year-old killing, and he's flown business class, and he's eating, you know, grilled shrimp and pate with champagne. There's people all over
vintage
the world
champagne.
Confessing to crimes now. You know.
It was me with the Lindbergh baby. That was me.
All of business class are applicants to be prosecuted in Colorado.
Yeah,
if you got to be prosecuted, say it's Colorado. Say you did it there.
A lot of bracelets in business.
Yeah. Look up and see what crimes are unsolved in that city. And then call a news conference and announce that you did it. And that you want to
sure,
be...
if you want to get home.
That's right.
You're stuck in Bangkok without any money.
No question.
That's a great idea. And we're laughing. And I know it's not funny. And the coverage is not
well, but
funny.
it's not extensive anymore. It's not the lead story. You'd see, you know, Channel 4, they start out with that as a lead story, and they've been doing a Channel 2.
Oh, and the cable guys, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on Fox yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
Defending Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the only U.S. senator who stepped forward with a complete plan on exit from Iraq. How do we get out of Iraq, et cetera. And he has a five-point plan. And we've talked about it generally because he's been speaking about this for months and months and months, and no one has ever focused on it. Well, finally now, all of a sudden, rather than accusing Democrats of not having a plan, they are suggesting that his plan has been rejected by fellow Democrats, and that, therefore, that's the reason why it's not a good plan. That was the argument yesterday on Fox. I said, oh, baseball, back up for just a second. That's not the way the game is played. He has a plan. He says step A, step B, step C, and step D. And unlike Ms. Hanratty, they didn't charge forward and say, but how about terrorism? You can't, because on the same show, there was a reference to the fact that America is beginning to separate the war in Iraq.
With the war on terrorism.
That's right. They've been beginning to separate the two. So it was a nice little hit. It was midday.
Whose show?
I don't know.
Oh, just a generic.
Somebody not watching. Nobody. I hope
who's watching Fox News at 11:30? Yeah,
in the morning. Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah.
But you know they have a great arrangement. They send a car to pick you up, and they car
I never
takes
that.
You.
I never do.
Anywhere.
I like
you
being
wish
master of my own fate. I like driving.
Well,
where are their studios? Where do they send you? Beyond Picks.
Battery. 901.
901.
Yeah.
Oh, 901. CBS.
Yeah. No, it's just 901 Battery. It's that independent station.
Is not Beyond Picks?
No, it's not Beyond Picks. It's something else.
Okay.
Some other name. But 901 Battery. Zach or something like that. They have makeup artists there for you, and they powder you up
and shine
your nose. And
No, they de-shine your nose.
No, they
don't have to shine your nose.
Mine needed
it. We can't use the word shine. No.
He used the word back.
Who, Patton?
Oswald, yes. He used the word the rat. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah. In Ratatouille. He's going to play the rat in Ratatouille. And I have the lineup of guests. Guest hosts, replacements for me. Of course, this is your cue to say no one can replace you, Will.
Go ahead and read the list.
On Monday, it will be Chris Nolan. I knew that was coming. On Tuesday, Dorka Keen, who does the art show here. And on Wednesday, Thursday, my good buddy, Johnny Steele. And on Friday, Angie Coiro. But coming up in the next hour, you know who we have. We have U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer will be with us at 8:20. So Ty Robinson, the hydrogen fuel expert, will be here at 8:05. But right now, we got to go to the news. Most trusted man in America, John Scott, on the quick.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. John Carr is in a cell by himself in a Boulder, Colorado jail today awaiting possible charges in the JonBenet Ramsey murder. Our Ed McCarthy is in Boulder.
Carr will be represented by a public defender Monday when he appears in a Boulder courtroom. Residents are as confused as they've been for the past 10 years.
If this guy did it, I'd in favor of having him pay the price. But if he didn't do it, then it's just a bunch of hullabaloo.
Ed McCarthy, CNN, Boulder, Colorado.
DNA tests prove that an 18-year-old young woman who emerged this week near Vienna, Austria, is indeed the person who disappeared 8 years ago. CNN's Matthew Chan reports she says she was held prisoner for all that time until she got a chance to escape.
Most of the time, she was held securely under lock and key. But over the years, the man she came to call her master became increasingly careless. And eventually, she saw an opportunity to escape.
The man who allegedly kidnapped the young woman committed suicide this week by throwing himself in front of a train. You don't hear this very often. A tornado warning's been issued for parts of New York and neighboring New Jersey this morning. A severe thunderstorm was spotted on radar near Ridgefield, New Jersey. The National Hurricane Center says a new tropical depression in the Caribbean is expected to become Tropical Storm Ernesto any time now. It'll be the fifth named storm of the year. It's in the eastern Caribbean right now, but Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center says there's plenty of time for it to pick up steam.
It has some potential to strengthen, but for now the vertical wind shear is very strong. If it survives, then it could be a hurricane in the northwestern Caribbean.
It's a cleanup day in Minnesota and South Dakota after a tornado outbreak. One person was killed, several people were hurt, and at least a dozen homes were damaged by severe weather in southern Minnesota. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
. 2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960, The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report is brought to us by Hyundai. Here's what's happening at the Bay Area. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza looks okay at the moment. The approaches to the maze are okay. Haven't had any major problems at all, just three little problems. Two-car crash now on the shoulder, 880 southbound before Tennyson. Two-car crash not blocking. Little curiosity, brake lights, 87 northbound at Capitol Expressway. And that's it. All 60 BART trains running on time this hour. Now's the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra, all backed by America's best warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now going on at your Hyundai dealer. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in less than 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie now on 960 The Quake.
Pimp slap and the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers.
Truth, justice, and progressive way. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. 8:05 a.m. on 9:60 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I am Willie Brown.
Morning, Mr. Brown. Our guest is Ty Robinson. He's on the line with us. And he is into intergalactic hydrogen. Maybe he can tell us about that. Mr. Robinson, welcome to Keeping It Real.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
And where are you exactly?
Well, I'm on Borg Drive in Snowbird, Utah. They kind of assimilated us here, but you know, we're working with all the cleaner fuels. Hydrogen is at the top of the fuel hierarchy pyramid, but there's seven cleaner fuels available all over the country today that are less than the price of gasoline or diesel. You know, they're local, they're cheaper, they're cleaner.
How do you find a vehicle that can run on them?
Well, that is kind of the problem. You know, they weren't making them from the manufacturers, so I'd been wanting a hydrogen vehicle for a long time, so I built my own. And we found a market for it, and that's what we do. We build multi-fuel vehicles for people so that they can run on whatever fuel they find at the pump, and that gives them the choice and the option.
Let's start with your vehicle. What exactly did you build, and what are the performance standards in it?
Well, I built a Toyota Tacoma, upgraded the fuel system so it can run on hydrogen or natural gas or ethanol. It still retains the ability to use gasoline, but we built that to cross the country and to prove a point that cars can run on hydrogen, our existing internal combustion engines, and that there is fuel all across the country. And so we led Dennis Weaver's Drive to Survive from Santa Monica to Washington, D.C.
What's Dennis Weaver's Drive to Survive?
Yeah, that was a cross-country caravan.
Is it the Dennis Weaver, the actor?
That was him, yeah.
From Five Easy Pieces?
It was great to let people know all across the country that there's these alternatives out there, and I'd call them American fuel vehicles, and they are the original fuels, and we're coming back full circle to them. So we need to let people know about them so that they can choose the proper fuel that meets their needs.
Let's talk a little bit about the hydrogen fuel.
Suppose Will Durst, who drives, let's say, a Lexus, and he wishes to have that converted. Can you provide the resources that will allow that conversion to take place? And if so, what would the cost be?
Exactly. That's what we do. We can upgrade any internal combustion engine in any vehicle out there to run on hydrogen. Now, we prefer to do it a multi-fuel vehicle, so you could use hydrogen or natural gas.
Ethanol?
Or ethanol as a last resort to gasoline. And, you know, you may need to use a couple gallons of gasoline a year for now, but...
a couple gallons of gas a year? That's a...
What would the cost for this upgrade be?
Well, let's start with natural gas, which is really paving the highway to hydrogen. Natural gas is available all over San Francisco and the Bay Area. Last time I filled up in Santa Rosa, it was $1.70 a gallon equivalent. But a gallon equivalent of natural gas will take you 18% further than a gallon of gasoline. Now, that upgrade we can do starting at about $6,000. And that that incremental cost will recoup itself very rapidly just from your fuel savings alone.
Especially at $3 a gallon.
Yeah. It's much less expensive at the pump. You also save money on maintenance because your oil stays cleaner longer. Now you can go 15,000, 20,000 miles between oil changes and your engine will last forever.
Ty Robinson is our guest. He's the president of Intergalactic Hydrogen, and you can find out more about him at intergalactichydrogen.com, and it's spelled just the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's a great resource to look into all the different fuels that are available out there. Now, to finish your question about the hydrogen vehicles, the components are a bit more expensive than natural gas today, and doing them one at a time, it's not very economically viable, but that's where we're looking into building a couple hundred, a couple thousand, 10,000 at a time, and then there's no difference in cost whether you're buying a gasoline vehicle or a hydrogen vehicle. But today the expense is quite high to upgrade your one vehicle at a time to run on hydrogen.
If I go on the Internet and pull up your organization, your agency, your company, and I wanted to have my car in San Francisco so upgraded, would you have directions there on where to get the equipment to do it and who would be appropriately qualified to do that?
Or do we have to go to Snowbird?
Well, that's we do have locations. We have shops. Our main shop is in Colorado. We can do upgrades at other various shops around New Mexico and Arizona. We have a shop in L.A. we can work from. We don't have anything lined up in San Francisco right yet, but we'd really like to because the folks of the Bay Area are very interested in these cleaner fuels, and there is 19 hydrogen stations around California today and over 200 natural gas stations. So it makes a lot of sense for us to come on out there and do the work for you, either in your driveway for now or...
Ty, here's the problem. I got a car. I'm running around. I don't know where my day is going to take me. I got to go here for this and there for that, and then suddenly I got to go to Santa Cruz. And
yep.
And how do I get a list of all these stations? You know, it's so easy. I mean, you see the giant Shell ball, you know, from the 76 ball from, 100 yards away. And
yep.
How do you know who's got hydrogen, who's got the diesel, who's got all these... biodiesel, how do you find out?
Well, there is one resource on our website called the Alternative Fuels Data Center. It's part of the Clean Cities Network. And if you click on that, you can type in the type of fuel you're looking for and what area you're looking for it at, and you'll find it. You'll get a whole list. You can print that out, and that's a good resource. In California, the California Natural Gas Vehicle Coalition is a great place because they put out a nice map, a little booklet that you keep in your car, and that shows you all the different natural gas stations. Santa Cruz, there's one, all over the place is natural gas. But they aren't always at your existing gasoline stations. They're kind of around the corner. Sometimes it's just the natural gas all on its own. And kind of the same with biodiesel. Some of the biodiesel you have to go to co-ops or whatnot. Now, that works today, but our concept is to bring the fuels and the vehicles at the same place at the same time because you need to go to a fuel store and have your choice of all the different fuels right in front of you and still be able to use the bathroom and get your soda and whatever you want to eat or drink. So
that's what
we need to waken this revolution up. Is
okay, Ty, you're in my front yard. You're in my front yard in my driveway here in San Francisco, and you're redoing my car. How long did I lose the use of that car?
Oh, just a couple days is all it takes to put all the parts on and get it going. especially if it's an engine family that we've already have experience with and we know the parts list and we know how to reprogram the computer. That's very simple.
And you can use the same gas tank?
No, the gasoline tank would be retained for you to be able to use gasoline, or we can do some upgrades to run ethanol through it. Whereas the natural gas and hydrogen, those are in a compressed high-pressure storage vessel. So that would be a second fuel system that we'd have to add to your vehicle.
And where does the storage tank for those go?
It can go underneath the vehicle. It can replace the gasoline tank. It can go in the trunk for bigger vehicles, buses.
Oh, it can go in the trunk?
It can go in the trunk. If you don't have people in the back seat, we can take out that back seat and put a tank there.
Well, no, we have people in the back seat.
So, yeah, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, we're people in the back seat, people.
Yeah.
Well, how about a car without a back seat?
Without a back seat, we can put them underneath the vehicle or in the trunk.
What are the dangers of, you know, the extra dangers? Do you lose your warranty?
No.
Insurance is okay with this?
No, our certified fuel system upgrades actually retain the original manufacturer's warranty. Everything else in the vehicle is still warranted. The fuel suppliers do warranty the fuel, that they guarantee that the fuel is going to be good.
Do you do any lobbying to get mandated reductions in cost of license for vehicles where the alternative fuel choices are made by and the investments made by a person, or absence of taxes, any of those kind of things? Do you participate at all in trying to change the law?
There are some great incentives right now. The federal government will pay up to 80% of this cost upgrade.
Oh, really?
Up to $8,000 off of your tax liability.
For how long?
For the first year, the year that you upgrade your vehicle. So that year you take that amount off your taxes.
No, but I mean, how long will this program last?
Is it
indefinite?
Another few years, another 7 years.
Because in California, there was a rebate if you bought a hybrid, and
yep.
There was a quota on the amount of cars that would cover, and we're reaching the upper limit of that quota right now.
Right. There's still plenty of vehicles left besides the Toyota that you can get that hybrid incentive from. But some other great incentives when you drive a cleaner fuel vehicle is you get to use the carpool lane all by yourself, so you save some time.
Well, you got to apply for a permit, and I understand that's a very rigorous, arduous process.
Well, now, the hybrid vehicles, it is, because those are still using gasoline. You know, that's kind of like just doing less bad. But using a cleaner fuel vehicle, that's part of the program. You get the stickers on the side of the vehicle.
Right away.
That's part of the registration process.
Now, Ty Robinson is our guest. Why does that name sound so familiar to me? Did you have another life at one time?
Well, we're coming on strong. We're letting a lot of people know that this clean fuel revolution is going on, and that's... So hopefully a lot of people are hearing about this, and we'd like to help them choose a cleaner fuel and save some money on their transportation.
Now I'm out of my driveway 2 days later with my car totally retrofitted. At what point do I have to find you because my car stopped and won't run anymore?
The maintenance is no different than any other vehicle you would own or drive. Everything else is the same, the brakes and everything. There are mechanics that are trained. There's a certification for many mechanics to work with the alternative fuels or the cleaner fuels. So the high pressure gas is the only thing that's really different about it. So the high pressure storage system, and there are mechanics that can work on that. That system should not need any repair. But we work with that. There's other people in the Bay Area that are certified to work with high-pressure fuel.
All right. I have a V12 Mercedes. I'll see you in my driveway.
Ty Robinson, president of Intergalactic Hydrogen and former aerialist for the U.S. Freestyle Ski Team. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. World peace through clean air.
Love right. Your attitude. Go to intergalactichydrogen.com to find out more. And coming up next, we have author Senator Barbara Boxer is going to be on our show. I want to ask her about the paperback release of her book, A Time to Run. And, maybe we'll ask some political questions. We got the mayor here. He might be interested in some of that. All here with John Scott, all there in the newsroom with the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
#8:17, here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Good morning. A bill that would extend the deadline for moms of unwanted babies to legally surrender their children has cleared the legislature, awaiting the governor's signature. Previously, mothers had to wait 3 days to present their babies to hospital emergency rooms or their designated sites. I should say they had up to 3 days to do it. Under this new bill, they'd have a month, and fire stations would be added to the list of approved drop-off points. A planned Caltrain extension from Gilroy to Salinas is a step closer to becoming a reality. The latest from the Quakes, John Rivers.
The Board of Directors for Monterey County's Transportation Agency has unanimously okayed an environmental impact report and other aspects of the $90 million project. Now, the service will connect Monterey County residents to the Bay Area along Union Pacific Railroad track, with a plan to help relieve congestion and its associated air pollution. Folks living in Monterey County and working in the Bay Area have limited public transit options, basically in the form of a single Greyhound bus. The lack of public transit has meant horrible commuter and weekend traffic along 101 and Highway 156. Now, the rail extension would add Caltrain stations in Salinas, Pajaro, and Castroville. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2008, with completion slated for late 2009.
Pretty good traffic this morning around the Bay Area. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, just minor delays. On the lower deck of the Bay Bridge is a stall in the right lane just after Treasure Island, and a two-car crash now off the lanes, 87 northbound of the Capitol Expressway. Coastal fog, cool at the beaches, daytime highs this weekend, 60s coast, 60s, 70s around the Bay, mid-80s inland, probably near 90 inland on Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Continues on 960, The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one nut. Trying to make it real compared to what?
We're not.
just trying to make it real. We are making it real. Sucking it to you here from studios at 340 Townsend. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake, 822 on Friday, August 25th. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and strolling into the studio.
Literally.
Literally walking all the way down the Embarcadero is none other than Senator Barbara Boxer, 1992, elected to the U.S. Senate, reelected in 98, reelected in 2004, and before that, Congress, before that, supervisor in Marin County. All of that in such a short lifetime.
Sure.
Barbara, how are you?
I am so happy to be here, and a fan of your show. Love what you guys are doing. Wish that the whole world could hear you.
Oh, well, we're going to get you to say that.
Okay, well,
off the air. No, we're going to have you say it off the air. We'll have a little script for you. Senator Barbara Boxer is a fan of the Will and Willie Show.
I was reading it off the script you handed me.
Spoken like a true author. I got to tell you, out there in Radio Land, Will actually went, bought a book, ordered the book.
Time to run, first edition.
And had the senator sign it. Yes. And what she doesn't know is the discussion had been how soon he puts it on eBay.
He's making that up.
Well, it's very personalized because I what I really wrote there is, please keep me laughing. Please keep me laughing.
This is not a time for laughter.
Well, there's always time for laughter. Otherwise, I think we go crazy, huh? Yeah.
Well, unless you listen to Bush, then you can't laugh.
Then you can't help but laugh.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to tell you before we went on the air that I was half watching him the other day.
The press conference.
Just 2 days ago, I think it was. And he looked out in the audience and with great passion said, as long as I'm president, we're going to be in Iraq. What is that?
Well, whatever
what
it takes.
Is that?
Hey.
But that's not a policy. That's as if that's a good thing. As long as I'm president, you know, we're going to have a good economy. That I can understand. But this is the worst of the worst mess, and that's all he can say. And it's
he was loopy. He was loopy in that press conference. Remember, sometimes I get depressed and sometimes I'm happy. Not joyous. It's not a joyous time. What the hell was that?
Well, he said.
I think he's on the crack.
I think he's on the crack. No, but I have to tell you this. He said that the war is weighing on the psyche of the American people.
Yes.
And we're always to blame for everything. It's our problem. The war is weighing on our psyche. We're addicted to oil. What is he doing to change course here? It is really unbelievable. We get these lectures about our psyche. Maybe, you know, we got a problem because the war is weighing on our psyche.
That's what happens when George Bush steals an election in 2000.
Yeah.
Has it stolen for him in 2004 in Ohio, Florida in 2000. Things are just not right. Lieberman.
Yes.
What do you think? End result.
Oh, Lord. I don't know the dynamics. I'm supporting Ned Lamont. I supported Joe in the first phase. Worked with him for 14 years. Think he is frighteningly out of touch on foreign policy. Am for Ned Lamont. Spoke with Ned Lamont. I almost think, and see what you think, Willie and Will, because you are very sophisticated on this, it could depend on what's happening on the ground in Iraq and what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
74 days left. Plenty of, it's hard to figure out.
We just don't know.
And did you see today that Congressman Christopher Shays has called, and he's a Republican, running in Connecticut, and he's called for a phased pull out of our troops in Iraq. Mm. He's been there 14 times. He's gone 14. I think this is going to affect the paradigm in Connecticut.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, that when the congressman, Mr. Brown, said that this does not help Mr. Lieberman.
No, it does not. Because it shows that Joe is ever, ever more in the corner of this Bush doctrine of stay the course. It's true. I think I didn't know that Chris had done this because he's been a big defender of the war.
Just happened
continually
today.
Yeah, that changes the dynamics. It's very volatile.
a lot of the labor unions are sticking with Joe, no matter what. Some of them, a few of them, are supporting Ned. Will the Democrats come home? I mean, I was urging Joe not to do this. I think it's selfish, and it's not right. I mean, you lose something, you lose it,
Senator, and you
go on to other things. I mean, he could do a million wonderful, wonderful things.
I said to Will Durst that in conversations with people a couple of nights ago in the St. Regis Hotel where you and Diane were appearing, where you and Diane were speaking, I said to someone, you know, why is Joe doing this? They said, believe it or not, Joe really believes he's right. Period. He thinks that Bush's handling of the war is subject to some criticism. But the real thrust is we ought to be there and we ought to do everything we can to wipe out the Iraqis who theoretically are part of the insurgency.
Oh, I think that's true. I never doubted that he isn't sincere on the point. But it's, I just think he's so wrong on this thing. There's no way that what we're doing now is going to lead to anything good. It just, and sending our young people there now. I meet, you know, with parents all the time. I got to tell you, it's a heavy heart that I carry around. And the last parents I met with over in the Capitol in my office, the father gave me a written email that he had just received from his son over there. His son is going now the second tour. And I just remember one part said, we're just sitting here waiting to die. I mean, that's the way this young man looks at it. And what is their job right now? I mean, what is their mission? And we all know that we learned this in Vietnam. If the mission isn't clear and there's no way to win a mission, you can't continue. And that's what's going on there. And, of course, he can't keep changing the mission from one day to the next.
Senator Barbara Boxer, U.S. Senator from California, the junior senator?
Junior.
And we don't mean diminutive.
Well, you can.
We're talking in length of service.
But she's the only senator from California who's only been consistently elected to 6-year terms. Diane started with two.
2-year term, that's right.
Oh, Diane's great. This isn't about competition. She's the tall one and I'm the short one. That's kind of the way it goes.
We'll be taking your calls for Senator Barbara Boxer.
With two female senators.
No, Maine has.
Maine has.
And Washington, but we were the first.
Yes, that's right.
We got copied.
And I saw
Washington
Maria Cantwell the other night.
She's great.
She says hi.
Mary's great.
She says hi to you. She knows you.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody knows him. It's embarrassing. We'll be taking your calls here on 960 The Quake, and that phone number is 866-960-5753. Again, 866-960-5753. If you have questions for your U.S. Senator, please direct them to us, and we will relay them to her. Or you can talk to her yourself, but right now, the most trusted man in news, Mr. John Scott, with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
A31 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest in the newsroom. Good morning. Workers at 13 San Francisco hotels voted 93% yesterday in favor of authorizing their union bosses to call a strike. Here's The Quake's April Summers with details.
The ballot follows more than 2 years of negotiations with the multi-employer group, a consortium of big hotels like the Fairmont, the Four Seasons, the Grand Hyatt, and the Palace. Workers are asking for a fair union contract that includes health care for workers and their families, wage increases, and pensions. They also want guarantees that workers at new hotels in San Francisco and San Mateo will be allowed to join the union only if they choose to do so without fear of being threatened. Union and management return to the bargaining table for negotiations next week.
A Palestinian leader says there are some promising signs in efforts to free two Fox News Channel journalists captured nearly 2 weeks ago in Gaza. One of them is Steve Santani, who has family in San Jose. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is appealing for their release. He'll be leading a delegation to the Middle East this weekend. Real light traffic this morning. We'll recap quickly in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by Hyundai. Lights turned on just to keep things okay on the upper deck. No major problems reported coming into San Francisco. Just minor delays at the toll plaza. Slow through the Livermore Valley between Greenville and Hacienda. San Mateo also pretty heavy from 101 if you headed northbound between the 92 interchange up to Broadway and Burlingame. All 59 BART trains on time this hour. Now is the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra, all backed by America's best warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now at a Hyundai dealer near you. Coastal fog, cool at the beaches, daytime highs this weekend, 60s coastside, 60s and 70s around the bay, mid-80s inland, and maybe 90 inland by Sunday. Call Will and Willie and their guest Barbara Boxer, 866-960-KQKE, or email us your thoughts from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows, go to quakeradio.com.
Not just living in America, but living in the left ventricle of the heart of the Bay Area. So blue, we are purple. We are indigo. Keeping it real with and Willie. Here on 960 The Quake, Mr. Mayor, reintroduce our guest.
I will. Senator Barbara Boxer, senator who got elected in 1992 to the U.S. Senate and has been reelected consistently. And the Lord's always on her side. He gives her the worst opponents when they're on paper to start out, and they sink so fast you wouldn't believe it. In the end, their stature is much less than hers would ever be.
I never realized Matt Fong was so tall.
Well,
he's huge.
Races may look, you know, easy looking back. But
how come he didn't do it like a person-to-person
thing
with
you? He was too busy holding on to Lou Sheldon.
That was fortunate for me. But those races, they looked easy in retrospect, but when we were having those races, they were very, very difficult.
And Hershenson?
That was the time of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, the Matt Fong race, and all he did at my debate was keep talking about Monica Lewinsky. I thought I just had to keep my cool, and I just kept saying, can we just talk about things that impact the people of the state of California? Oh, but he was told that was the talking point. And it
you know,
was
that
awful.
Might have worked in Nebraska or Arkansas,
oh,
but it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it's a standard Republican technique, however. They ran against me for years. You'd be running in Bakersfield as a Democrat, and you'd think Willie Brown was running in Bakersfield, because they ain't run against the Democrat in Bakersfield. They'd run against Willie Brown. They'd do it in Dinuba. They would do it in San Bernardino. They did it all over the state. They would transfer what they believed to be the hatred and the disgust with Democrat as symbolized by Monica, as symbolized by Willie. They would not talk about Barbara and her record. And as a result of that, Matt Fong is currently looking for a client.
No, he's a venture capitalist. And
that's what I said.
Quite
he's
well.
Looking for a client. Yeah.
Miss Senator,
moving
Madam
right
Senator,
along.
We have a couple of phone calls here for Miss Barbara Boxer. John, let's go to John in Mill Valley. He has a question for you. John,
morning,
you're keeping
Senator.
It real?
Good morning, Will and Willie.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
John.
Good morning.
What's your question?
Well, I'm concerned about Senator Boxer's appearance with the Marine Conservation League this morning or today, and I wanted to know about her position on the Smart Train proposal and tax that's coming up in the November election. And
is that the Sonoma Marin area rapid transit?
Right.
And what is the tax?
It's a quarter cent, I believe.
On what?
Sales.
A quarter cent across the board sales
yeah.
tax?
Yeah.
For public
for
transit?
For both counties, I believe it is, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And shouldn't, because of the Marine Conservation League, long-time standing in the way of progressive environmental proposals, shouldn't they be called something like the Marin Preservation League instead? I mean, they've become such an anachronism. It concerns me because there's a lot of people that really believe what they do is for good. And
what's your question, John?
Well, what is her position on that? And
Okay.
You mean on
well,
the tax?
Well, before he goes, is he still on?
Yeah.
What is the Marine Conservation League supporting the tax or not supporting?
No, they're opposing it.
On what basis?
I believe they believe that it's not going to work. It's,
uh-huh.
They call it the train to nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're the brains to nowhere.
Uh-huh. Well, let me just say, the last thing I'm going to do is get into this dispute over whether the Marine Conservation League makes a positive contribution now. In the past, they have been terrific. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, they were on the cutting edge. I can't say if they took a wrong turn, a good turn, a bad turn. And since I don't vote in Marin anymore, which is the first time that will happen, I haven't taken a position on the tax. Let me just say, in general, I'm very supportive of transit proposals, but I must look at this. But I hope that, you know, just because you don't agree with the MCL on this issue doesn't mean you should say that they haven't made an enormous contribution. All of the progressive things we did in the county in terms of preserving the hillsides and getting transit taxes through and making sure that developments were well thought out and consonant with the environment, they were behind. So if this is a new turn, I'm truly not aware of it, and I'll know a little more after I visit with them today.
Thanks for your call, John. We have Chris in Berkeley as a question for the senator. Chris, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Good morning to all of you. Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
I have a question, and forgive me if it's a bit broad or naive or both, but my wife and I were living overseas when September 11th occurred, so we've always had a bit of a different perspective. And since I returned home, I really have felt, it's almost like I haven't returned home. I felt like the country has changed so much, and certainly in the years since it's changed, you know, quite a bit. And my question to you is this. Given the fact that so much is out there, so much of the truth seems to be out there, whether you're getting it on Air America or from Salon.com or whatever sources, we do know, you know, the truth about a lot of things that have happened. And my frustration, I keep banging my head against the wall. I can't understand what it is that is preventing, especially Democrats such as yourself that are so very reputable, what is preventing all of you from linking arms and really standing up to the other side, to the opposition, however you want to label them? And saying, you know what? No, enough is enough. We know what the truth is. Is it are Democrats beholden to federal money, or is it special interests, or what's keeping everybody from just standing up to the other side and saying, enough? Everything stops until these things stop.
Well, I mean, I think what you're saying is something I hear a lot of, and I mean, I have some good news to share with you.
Please.
I think that, that we have been, there's no question after September 11th, just going back to that Democrats in the Congress were taken off our game. And I could tell you that we were just, like all Americans, very stunned, very shocked, and
I'm
very
sure.
Surprised and we lost our way, and we lost our way, frankly, for a year or two. And, I mean, I could tell you, I could paint a picture. On September 11th, I was in the Capitol in the morning of, and got in there around just about 20 minutes before the planes crashed into the World Trade Center. And I'm in the Democratic leadership, and at that time, Tom Daschle was our leader,
right.
And there were about 10 of us in the room, including John Kerry, Byron Dorgan, and I, Jay Rockefeller, and a few others. And let me tell you what we were about to do that day. We're about to excoriate George Bush for now having a situation where he was taking us back into deficit spending, where he was dipping into the Social Security Trust Fund, the Medicare Trust Fund, and we were on our game. And then this happened. And it took us a long time to figure it out. But we've got it figured out. And I am just telling you this. With Nancy Pelosi's work, Harry Reid's work, a lot of you folks out there helping us and in many ways in the whole Democratic Party, we are getting to the point where we are strong. We're calling for a new direction for America. We have six issues for 06. And I think, frankly, we're not pulling any punches anymore. So I hope that you'll be pleased with us as you see our media rollout leading up to this election.
Senator, you know that 9/11 threw everybody off.
Yes.
And the fear in this nation was so instilled, and people have been reacting to that fear for a long time. And every time there appears to be about a change taking place, new directions, another 9/11 type fear is generated. Most recently, the UK arrested 20-odd people for allegedly attempting, considering and conspiring to blow up airlines coming from London to various cities in America. What are the possibilities that fear is still there and that fear will continue to control how people vote?
I think that's the issue of the moment. And I, you know, when I think back, one of our greatest presidents, FDR, said there's nothing to fear but fear itself at a time when people were just thinking that the Nazis were going to take over the world and we lost so many people. But there's nothing to fear but fear itself. This administration plays off the fear. And Dick Cheney leading the charge, Karl Rove, they've got it figured out. And we, the American people, have to demand of our government today, stop scaring us and protect us. And, you know, that's the point. It's our job to do everything we can do so that we do not have another 9/11. And frankly, are we doing it? No. We have not listened to the 9/11 Commission. We still have ports that where the cargo is not being screened. We've got nuclear power plants unprotected, chemical plants unprotected. And even in the airlines, we're taking away lipstick from people, but we're letting the cargo go on the plane uninspected. And I'm going to be visiting San Francisco Airport tomorrow because, thank goodness, they've decided to inspect all the cargo that's going on the plane. We're the first airports to do it. So what I want to say to the caller, and I want to say to you, Willie, is we have got to take somehow, you know, the American people by the shoulders and shake them and say, get over it. We demand that we protect you and go on with your lives, and let's not live in fear, because there's nothing worse. And talk about what the terrorists want. It's exactly what they want. And also have an energy policy so we don't keep funding the terrorists by sending our money to places where they get it. There are things we can do, and we must do, and we will do if the American people wake up to this administration and do say enough is enough. And we Democrats take that mantle of leadership and lead the people with hope and optimism and not fear.
Screw Hillary. Senator Barbara Boxer for president. Holding the beacon of light to guide us from the wilderness.
Can we have some music?
Can you stick around? Yeah. Because usually in this segment, we have a segment called What Would Willie Do? And I want you to ask Mr. Brown, Mayor Brown, a question.
All right.
Yes, a guest. What would Willie do?
More with Senator Barbara Boxer, but now some news from John Scott in the newsroom with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
Hey there, it's 8:49. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. The Marin Conservation League, by the way, is hosting Senator Boxer in a discussion about global warming at noon today at the league's offices. It's on McGinnis Parkway in San Rafael. California's biggest phone companies like AT&T, Verizon, and others are going to almost unanimously and immediately raise prices for those of us who still have landline. State regulators voted unanimously yesterday to eliminate pricing caps. A 16-year campaign to persuade Californians to recycle has helped the state reach its goal of reducing landfill waste by 50%. The state's Integrated Waste Management Board says as a result of this program, not one new landfill has opened up in California in a decade. Traffic this hour, not a lot, couple of problems, and here they are. 101 northbound before Poplar, three cars, one lane blocked. 101 southbound at Silver Ave coming out of San Francisco, stall in the right lane. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, not much of a delay. Coastal fog, cool at the beaches, daytime highs this weekend. 60s coast, 60s and 70s bay, mid-80s inland, and possibly 90s by Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077.
1-800-229-9077.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
9.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask a question of the mayor of local, national, or international import. And every day he digs deep in the well of wisdom and sagacity his years of experience as a public servant have invested in him. In a segment we'd like to call, What Would Willie Do? And today we have a guest inquisitor. Senator Barbara Boxer, do you have a question for Mr. Mayor?
Many. But and the first one is, but it's not serious, how could you look so dapper this early in the morning? But the real question is, what everyone is saying to us, is our advisors, you know, it's very important to nationalize this election for the Congress. Because, as you know, presidential years, everyone comes out, but in these off years, quote unquote, people don't come out. And I know that that you'll have some good answers for this question. So how would you nationalize this election so that in every congressional district over this state and Senate race, there's an overriding wave develops for the Democrats?
I would make sure that every single solitary candidate carrying the Democratic banner addresses the issues of this nation with Bush as the symbol of the Republican on the issues and the individual applicant for the job as the alternative to the symbol. And if you make it health care, you're running against Bush. You make it the deficit, you're running against Bush. You make it Social Security, you're running against Bush. You make it safety, security, and freedom, you're running against Bush. Each of those steps that you take, in particular the environment, you're running against Bush. Believe me, the comparison will be just devastating. You want to go to Congress because you want to make sure that these policies of Bush will not continue to be the policies. You want new directions against what Bush is doing, and you keep that up. Bush, every time he appears on television, becomes your opponent, not the local yokel running against you. And the results will be, this will be a national referendum on Bush's leadership, but centralized and specialized in the individual member's district, whether it be a senator or a congressional candidate, a gubernatorial candidate, a state senate candidate, or a state assembly candidate. That's how I would do it.
Smart.
What would Willie do? It's funny because we were just watching the little television up there, and they had an Angelita's ad where they linked Bush and Schwarzenegger, which is what the mayor has been talking about for the last month. We've been trying to figure out how to link how because poor Angelita's, you know, he's not Mr. Charisma. He needs a charisma implant, and he could probably accept one from Al Gore, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he, you know, I think Willie will tell you, and he is a warm,
He's a great guy. He's got a great sense of humor.
Yes.
His wife is wonderful, and I think she's underutilized.
And he's got one of the better brains of anybody running for public office.
He's one of the finest people I know, and I think what was very difficult
was the primary. But he's got a crippling resemblance to Gray Davis.
No, he does not. Please.
He
does not.
He's angry with me currently because he heard me on this station say that he had two problems. One, he had no television face and a bad radio voice. He really got upset.
Well, why would he get upset with that?
I don't know.
What else could you say? I mean, I just think that he had a horrific primary.
Tiny manhood.
Somebody spent a ton of money against him, Steve Wesley, trying to tear him down. This is one of the finest people. You know how I know his character? Because when I... What does that mean?
No.
You're
waving
your hands
minute.
And I get very nervous. Oh, when I was running and I was in trouble, that's when you know your friends, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, hi, and cross the street. Well, he just lifted me up and brought me over that finish line.
Phil was the chair of the party
in
1992.
You're the woman.
When we elected Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein in the same year. You recall, the two were the symbol of what they said was the year of the women.
The year of the woman. I remember you running up the steps. Oh, that was great. We love you on our show. You're going to do it again. Thank you for joining us, Senator Barbara Boxer.
Thank you.
Say hello to Nicole.
Will do.
And Douglas.
Will do.
We're keeping it real. Coming up, 9 o'clock hour, more Will and Willie, Betsy Rosenberg, and Jeffrey Cimino. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
The conference has been a success.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the European Union has agreed to commit more than half the planned 15,000 peacekeeping troops to Lebanon. He says, thankfully, the ceasefire is holding.
Israeli forces are withdrawing progressively from the south, and the Lebanese armed forces are moving in. And this is a historic development.
Diplomats say the European Union now has made commitments of between 8,000 and 9,000 troops for that UN peacekeeping force.